Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 27 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 26 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 35 degrees.
Need ICP monitoring. Need ICP monitoring. ICB, nothing heard. Come back, I walked on you. Doubled. Maybe 80OE.
N8XP, A-X-P, W-A-Y-R-C.
KB-8-O-O-E.
Good morning, 1000 hours, sunny, 43 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours, sunny, 49 degrees.
KB-8-O-O-E, mobile.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 51 degrees.
WDHCRQ mobile, WDHCRQ mobile, monitoring 52, I have 52, just monitoring. WDHCRQ, southbound and 75. KV, SKV, N8FLK.
KE8ACI. Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Zulu, India, listening.
KF 8, DOI, mobile. This is WDHCRQ, WDHCRQ mobile, southbound on 75. Name is Armin.
DRQ. This is KE8AZI. How are you doing this fine day? My name is Rich.
Well, good morning, Rich. Fine business. Nice, beautiful day. I've got a product here I got to take down to Flint, get it repaired, then go back up north again. So I'm coming out of Augre. I've been away for about 3 months in Arizona. Retired, and just got home, so tell me a little bit about yourself, WDHCRQ.
Well, how you doing there? Well, it's nice where I'm at here, too. At the moment, I'm here in Saginaw. I'm an older base station, but I like the old thing. And I'm actually thinking about going out and raking some leaves out and putting them in paper bags and rolling some plastic out that somebody left out. And kind of unusual for me. I'm originally from the country. I come from about 2.5 hours north of here in Michigan. And I just thought I'd try to get on the radio. It seemed 10 meters seems to be dead today, or I'm having problems with my tuning.
Okay. Okay, fine business. Did I get the name right? Is it Rich? WDHCRQ.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. My name is Rich. Originally, if you look at my license, I'll be listed as Bel Air, Michigan. I have not changed my address as of yet. I've just been here for a short while, and, things go as we get older, we move on in life.
Okay, yeah. Well, you say you were used to be 2.5 hours north of here, so I don't know where that would be, but Augray is quite a ways for me. I mean, I came out of the Flint area, and that's where I used to work. Then when I retired, I moved to Augray, so I had bought a place from my father-in-law there, and lo and behold, it's exactly what I was looking for. It just so happens I bought it before I got married to his daughter. I didn't know she came along with the deal, so anyway, 37 years ago. But everything's worked out. I'm 83 years old, so I'm up there. And I married a younger woman, but only about 7 years younger. So, where were you to be, Rich, up there in the northern country, WDHCRQ?
Well, I spent so many years up there, I don't really call it northern country. I won't call this down south either, it's just lower Michigan where I'm at. I'm in Santa at the moment. A little town called Bel Air in Antrim County. Before that, I was in Charlevoix County. Before that, Houghton Lake. I originated when I was a kid out of Oakland County. Like I said, as we get older, in between work and a new wife, who knows where we're going to end up. We just kind of go with the flow.
Okay, fine business. Well, I'm on a second marriage, so I was married 22 years the first time, so. And, was single then, and then found another lady, and we've been married now 37. I took on a 9 and 11-year-old, and my children are already were grown, so, but they all get along, so that's pretty good luck there, that's for sure. And they definitely get along too well sometimes. They tease each other back and forth. So anyway, I've been in ham radio a long, long time. So, and I left it for a while and came back in 73. So, yeah, I got into it when I was in high school, and then I dropped out because there was no 2 meters repeaters back then. And then in 73, they had just started to come back in, and I decided I was down in Atlanta, Georgia, doing a job, and I said, hey, I think I'm going to get back into this hobby. So, back to you, Rich. WD at CRQ.
Hey, all right. You're a real operator. You had to come in on an office, which means, that'd be one of my goals, to actually be able to figure out how to do CW without using a computer. I'm so nervous about it, I haven't even tried it on a computer yet. But I absolutely love the idea of it. And, sounds like you've definitely been around a while. I had love for it all my life. I didn't get licensed till I was 2015. I'm still a tech. I would like to move up this year. And, I wish I knew when my grandfather became licensed, but that's who turned me on to it, and I've been hooked to it ever since then.
Oh, yeah, CW. Yeah, well, when the extras were out there and so forth, and you had to do 20 words a minute, that wasn't so bad, but the exam was absolutely horrendous, and a lot of guys just went to advanced and so that's where we're stopping. But now everything has gotten a little bit different and so forth, and I got the extra finally, so it's been nice. And yeah, CW, it's just like music. Yeah, I mean, you can learn the patterns to it and so forth, so And there's some real good gears out there, I'll tell you. You wouldn't think there's very many CW operators, but wait till you hear 160 meters, and it's a CW weekend contest. Holy mackerel. Where did they all come from? And they're good at it, too. Boy, I tell you, scary. But I had a friend that was very good at CW and did it for years and years, and then he passed away on me, so I'm a little bit slower now. Hi. But it goes along with the territory of aging. Back to you. Well, Rich, you got a signal going in, but no audio, so I'll catch up with you later, maybe. WDHCRQ.
Okay, I apologize. I just got a phone call and I've got to take that. I apologize. You have a very good day. I'll be monitoring on site.
Just texting. Testing. Keep it up somewhere.
The testing station, you're making the repeaters and so forth, so I don't know. I'm sure you're in a link system, so anyway, you're getting in WDHCRQ.
Yep, thanks. Watching it on the board. Keep it up for me.
Hey, Jeff, look for my message for the Lapeer Tower out on Slack. Have a good day, and be next week.
Okay. Are you texted or email or what?
I sent it to you on Slack directly. Somebody was out there trying to get in there. I got to get the internet back up and get the cameras going. It sounds like somebody was trying to get in the gate.
Okay. I'll look at it. Keep it up to there.
And 8XP.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 53 degrees.
KBOOE mobile.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 54 degrees.
Cast 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
KPP from W8FU.
We answered you on P25.
I go.
Okay. You need help or let me just keep the radio on.
I mean, I don't really need help, but if you're out and about, you know where I'll be.
Okay. Yeah, you'll be up there by the time I get there. So, all right. I'll keep both on. If you need anything, let me know. Or just call me either way.
Yeah, I'm just collecting stuff up at home here, getting ready to hit the road. And it might be a cable problem.
Okay, pretty good.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 55 degrees.
Trying to get in the building.
Kilo Charlie 8 Delta Zulu, monitoring. KCA Delta Zulu, is a
test 1, 2, 3.
It's working.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
I guess you're 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wait, but look it. Look. No qualified receipt. Yep. We're still repeating.
Yeah, so the PM. Check your Slack, or not Slack, your Telegram. I have, for some reason, I found my screen, my notes from when I did the other MCR 3000s. For some reason, I am using Logic High, not low.
Hold on, let me get on Slack here.
Not Slack, Telegram, but yeah.
test 1-2.
Gotta run down to the car.
Can you step one and you're where?
Yeah, pretty much.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, sunny, 56 degrees.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, right now.
SpongeBob.
All right, could you guys just, like, back off for a minute and let us fix this?
Square pants.
Check 1-2-1-2. Hello, test.
Banana.
Check 1-2-3. Red light. We're good. KPP.
Test 1-3, 1-2-3-4-5.
It's working. I'm going to reset the asterisk instance so you might lose it for a second. All right, should be back.
All right, cool. We just threw it all back together. Everything looks copacetic. I think we're rocking and rolling.
Okay, I think I've been working on the online page there for you right now, so it's almost done. I added the other rotors, so I'm going to check those here in a second, too, but oh, I didn't. I got to reset it once. I didn't save the file. Damn it. All right, there we go. 1, 2, 3. Come on, there you are.
This is Peter in Guilford.
I'm sorry, what?
Is this for Peter in Guilford?
From Japan's low repeater, yeah.
What was that?
So it depends on what repeater you're actually on. There's multiple repeaters here.
145.310.
And you're on the repeater in Guilford.
got a lot of range because I'm in Tawas right now.
Yeah, it's pretty, a pretty tall tree, so, yeah, not the end of the world.
Any MJF?
Yes. MJF?
Okay, yeah, I didn't know if I made it in or not. Yeah, I'm in Grand Blanc, and I'm able to, I think, bring this up pretty good. I can hear it really good down here.
Well, I'm in Grand Blanc, too, so, yep. It's a high footprint. If you're on 3, yeah, you're on 3-1. It's a high-profile repeater. You also hear yourself on 14738 in Flint, and as well, plus Fenton and all those others, so...
Okay. Yeah, I'm going into the 14531 up there. I guess it's north of Bay City or something. But yeah, I didn't realize the 14738 and the one in Fenton. I remember the one in Fenton years ago. You linked up with one in Saginaw. I think it was. Oh man, I don't even remember what it was. But it wasn't the 147240. There was a different one. I think it was 145330. Maybe it's not even linked anymore. It's been so long since I've used 2-meter. I'm kind of out of, everything's changed since the last time I used 2-meter.
Nope, you're right. So 14533 in Saginaw, 14728 in Lansing, 14678 in Fenton, 14662 in Lapeer, 14531 in Guilford, 14738 in Flint, and now the 147200 in Macomb are all connected in the hub here. And you're getting, just so you know, you're getting into, Guilford has a receiver in Flint, and you're full scale into the Flint receiver. You're also full scale into the main receiver in Guilford and the secondary receiver in Guilford. So you're making it great into all those for the 3-1.
Okay, good deal. I'm just running a dual set of 4 element Yagis up on kind of the side of my tower. It's not up all the way to the top. I wish it was, but it's up about 40 feet, kind of pointing northwest towards Saginaw. I used to talk to some friends up there, Simplex, and I haven't turned this thing on in many, many years. So really good. Really good to see that it's expanded. I don't think Lapeer or any of that stuff or Macomb definitely wasn't before, so that's good to hear. All right, you guys have a good one. I'm going to get out of here. N8MJS, clear.
Yeah, Lapeer came up, nine months ago, I think. Now we've got it in. Macomb, we just did last Saturday, so that's a fresh one. And then they're at the Macomb site cleaning up right now because we made some fixes. W8FS.
One last comment. I wonder if there's ever any plans to get the repeater and Wyandotte part of it. That would really expand the coverage down to that part of the state, too. That's a pretty powerful machine down there. I remember when I had I had a 13B2 Cushcraft on top of a different tower I had on the property once, and I could make that one rather easily, but no big deal. It just seems like they're covering quite a big area of the state, so that would probably be a good one to cover that lower half. Maybe just a thought. All right, take care. N8MJS.
Everything should sound nice and pretty now.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that.
Sounds a heck of a lot better, buddy.
Imagine that. When we set logic properly, things might work properly. It was just a long day Saturday.
We were trying to look for a place to put the GPS sensors, but the lock spins, but it won't let us in the room.
Aww.
The key spins the lock, but just the handle won't let us up there, so we're going to have to figure out, it just adds on to it. Everything you try to do, everything goes wrong. There's another thing. The key spins the lock, but it won't let us in the room. Sounds really clean now.
hang up the radio.
You stuck what in your waiter?
Stuck a dual bander on my roof. Anywho, gonna run this, see how the squelch tail worked out.
Gotcha. And some defense in the other lane, you can see how your signal is.
Roger. I am noticing just a little tail ending. I'm hearing like the last syllable of my, when I unkey, I'm hearing like the last syllable or so. And sometimes I hear that on All-Star Link, sometimes I don't. I don't know what makes these any different than anything else.
Well, you're always going to kind of hear it. So if you take a pause and then you unkey, you should be fine. Because you got to think, you're always going to be decoding and encoding.
Right. I just, you know, I operate the same on every All-Star Link I'm on. It's just some I notice it, some I don't. So it's just, it's peculiar, you know, why you hear it on some but not on others. But, yeah, you know, when you're on an All-Star network, you're going to hear a little bit of that.
Now, if your radio did reverse burst properly, you wouldn't really hear that. But, you know, come on now. You're on a ham radio.
Squelch tail test. Seems like the two problems were linked, as I suspected.
Well, we have to figure it out. So that's the best thing. Alright, I'm going to make link macros and then...
She actually sounds cleaner. It does sound good. So there's that. We'll see.
I'm going to be bad and go in here and get me some ice cream.
I will be back. All right.
Roger. Gotcha. See, why is there zapping on my signal?
I hear that. Where are you at, Dave?
I'm at my house.
I think I noticed that the other day as well. On weak signals, there's a little like staticky kind of weird electrical noise on the weaker signals, and you know, at a certain level, so it may bear some looking into at some point, but wait till we get the other receivers up.
Ascona?
Man, where's that?
It's just west of Ontario.
No, I'm all confused. Ascona and Ontario, them are two different countries.
Yeah, I just running a little mobile going north on 23. Being as confused as you thought you were.
Which repeater are you on?
I am on the 145310. I'm surprised I can still hit. I know you got over in Greece there somewhere.
That's Hose Machine in Bay City. Not sure on that, though. Or is that the Frankenmuth Machine?
No, it's the Seaman repeater in Guilford.
Where is Guilford?
East of Bay City.
It's really called Guilford, but out of business.
What's funny is, we actually have three sites in Guilford. There's more ham stuff in Guilford from us than I think hams in Guilford.
I can believe that. There's not a whole lot of hams anywhere anymore, doesn't it seem? Go to Mayor Guilford. You used to cut my hair.
Alright, no, I'm scared. I'll be right back. I need to refill my glass. So do have some.
All right, off the phone.
Dave, you still there?
Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
Yes, I'm still here.
56 degrees.
Did you make it out to Bald Mountain for the POTA? Yep, I was there for a little bit. I didn't have any equipment with me, but yeah, Greg and Dave and Dakota had stations, but I don't know what the result was. Yeah, okay. The weather was so nice, and I didn't have anything really cooking after breakfast. I thought about joining you, but then this kind of happened, and next thing you know, I'm on my way up to the repeater site. So there was something that was bugging me, and I just really couldn't let it. I couldn't let it go till Monday. It would have bugged me all weekend. Yeah, let me see if I... Okay, yeah, it is bugging a little bit. I'm listening, back monitoring myself on the phone. Weird how it is. I hear it on your signal, too, so it's not just me. Well, I'm deliberately running low power, so, you know, to see just how the performance is. But I would expect better. I'm surprised, so I'll have to double-check that receiver, make sure that thing's all tuned up as good as it can be. But, you know, of course, when we get the receivers in, a lot of that will be mitigated just by virtue of having multiple receivers. Got to work on getting one out to the west. Yeah, as far as, you know, this radio here has got decibel meters or whatever on the thing, so it's like negative 71 decibel meters or whatever, you know, I think that's what it's called, right? And that's equivalent to, like, S9 plus 10, I guess, on this radio. Fred's got a voter monitor set up. You know, now the other two receivers aren't active, but you can look at your RSSI into the repeater. I'll have to send it over to you when I get a chance, unless Fred sends it over on Telegram via or something.
Oh, Telegram. That's right. How am I doing?
You know, one thing I've noticed, Fred, is we get a kind of a warbly kind of, any network traffic starts to warble a little bit. Gets difficult to listen to. Happens quite a bit on this. So kind of curious what that's all about, you think. More so than I've heard on any other link.
Really? I guess I'm not listening to the I'm hearing the network side, so I'm not hearing the actual transmitter output.
That's a really weird kind of like, you know, as you're talking, and like during the net last week, I know one of the guys here, ZYQ, he wanted to check into it, but by the time it got around to him, he couldn't understand that control. It was so warbly. You know, it's like normal digitizing. It's kind of a consistent warbling, you know, and it doesn't like, you know, normally when you go digital, it's like for a little bit, then you're clear, then you digitize. This is like a consistent, you know, blah, 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 you know, and to the point where it interferes and you can't hear.
I guess I need to listen to the transmitter, so I guess I've not heard of that.
Well, you sound okay now, so it came for the last several transmissions, now it's
here. Alright, I put the link in the Telegram.
Alright, yeah, Dave, that link will let you look at your RSSI into the receiver.
Okay, trying to see where I, Well, I'm on my phone, so maybe it's not showing. Yeah, it just says network source.
Click the voter icon on the bottom, on the far left.
Roger. Oh, it's neat. 255. It's like maxed out.
Okay, when you got it clicked, I noticed the same thing.
Well, that was crappy. If you on the left side menu, you got home and you should see Mac Voter. Just click Mac Voter.
Roger.
Yeah, you're getting pretty crappy.
She's been going up and down from 250 to 255, so I guess I got a good signal into it then if it's 255. KF8S, because I'm bad at IDA. So how do I show up in the little RSSI meter? Full scale, 255.
Okay, yeah, I'm still in town. I stopped and grabbed some ice cream. I had to break my diet. How dare they put a Dairy Queen in Mount Clemens?
Yeah, there's a nice one at 20, what is it, Hall Road and North Avenue. Right over there, there's like this DQ Grill and, what is it, Grill and Chill.
Oh yeah, I love that one, hamburgers. I just go get hamburger from that one. I like it. Sean said he was going to go try it out. I told him Burger King like. Said his wife prefers Burger King. So, N-A-K-P-P, if they didn't say that. So, I'm heading north. All I got with me is my little handy talkie, but I have it hooked on an outside antenna, so I might be able to work pretty good for a while.
Yeah, I'm trying out this N9TAX, you know, one of those roll-up Slim Jim antennas. And works okay in the window, but I have a feeling that if I go get my mag mount 2x4 and put it on, like, a cookie sheet or something, it'll probably be better.
Well, that's what they say. A cookie sheet with a mag mount is pretty good. This thing still should be doing pretty good on a girl spec and Hall Road. I take that back, crash it in Hall Road.
Yeah, you're still showing full scale on the voter thingy.
Yeah, I'm going to head up towards 26 miles, so we'll be able to test it from here to there, see how accurate it is.
Yeah, you'll have to tell me offline where the receive sites are going. I'm just curious, like, you know, not exact, but, like, whereabouts you're going to be. You can tell me that offline.
Oh, it's no secret. Pretty much really, really close to the Warren repeater, but really, really close to the Richmond repeater.
So I did some experiments out at Bald Mountain, and I was like, so the GRMS McComb repeater was able to get in from over there. Couldn't get into this one. But I tried on the other network, and I was able to get in to Richmond from Bald Mountain, which I thought, I don't know how, I mean, I don't know exactly what the distance is from that, but, like, I could get in there, but I couldn't get into Warren or Mount Clemens, so I imagine Richmond's probably in the same, like, northern latitude or whatever.
Yeah, it's right downtown, so it's not, you know, and it's up there a few inches, so, and it's protected, so, it's very well protected, so, it's there, but yeah, it's kind of weird, you're saying the GMRS and this one, that's kind of weird, because literally those two repeaters are right next to each other, but, I don't know about the antenna part of it. Because we couldn't get, the door would unlock, but it wouldn't open. Because we were going to go look at them, but we couldn't get there. So, and it's like, in the story of this project from day one, nothing goes smooth. Everything is triple the time you think it is. Even something as simple as going and look at the antennas and make sure that they're all okay. You know, it's like, even something like you can't even get into the door. That's like, good gosh, just stop. Make the bad man go away.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I think Mount Clemens is still going to do better for me than Richmond. Richmond's a little bit weaker as far as like on the other network. And I just anticipate Mount Clemens is going to be the closest voting thing for me.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to see how that all plays out. You know, the other thing, too, is, like, with the UHF repeater, it seems to do real, real well going north. Because, like, I always, when I go to Lansing, visit my daughter for work or what have you, I can carry it along 69 for quite a ways. And at my house, it's like a toss-up between the UMP and the Richmond repeater, and you would think, you know, line of sight and stuff and everything else like that, that Richmond would be better at my house. But it's kind of like a crapshoot, whichever one's better. I mean, they're kind of like equal. So I agree with you there. It's like, okay, which one's going to be the thing? But I do know that Sean has planned of either a better antenna or relocating this antenna up a little bit higher, because I don't think it's all the way up there. So I do know that that is one of his long-term plans to fix that. So, but the other thing is that it does remarkably well going north, so, which is either by design or by luck, but he's happy with it going that way.
Yeah, I think that was the point too, right, so that it could get up to the northern area. But yeah, I saw you jumping down all the way to like 200, but you're still steady in there, up in the 250s.
Yeah, I'm exactly 1 mile north of 23 mile on I-94. I'll probably get up at 25 mile or whatever they call it, and 29 Washington Street. I'm not sure what the heck it's called, but the one exit between 26 mile and 23 mile, I'll probably get off right there. And then once you turn into Baltimore, then all hell breaks loose because somebody dug a hole and put a town there. So I guess they even have problems with the professional repeaters covering, and that antenna is about 2 to 3 miles away, if that. So it's just something about New Baltimore and RF. So that's why I used your help with the tape, excuse me, to get the All-Star up and running. I did get that. It took me quite a bit, but I was putting the macros in the wrong spot. Where it says macro equals 5, I was putting all of the commands in there, and I couldn't get it to do nothing. And then finally I saw, I studied your little writing there, and I thought, oh, and I searched for the word macro, and there was another word, macro, and then I moved them all down there, and then everything started working. So thanks for the help there, but that was one of those things that took me forever to figure out, and I was like, why can't I do this? Why can't I do this? So finally I got so mad at it, I just resorted to using all stuff, but I got it, so I'm happy.
Yeah, so basically it sounds like they just need to have like a receiver site. Right outside of New Baltimore where it's up a little bit.
Yeah, that would be good. Fire station or something like that, and then just put everything there. So I'm getting off at exit 247 right now. So how am I doing on the little meter thing?
Still doing well. It's like 245 and above, and I'm not sure how calibrated that meter is, or what does 0 look like, or what does 10 look like, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree. So, alright, other than that, I'm heading into town, called it 19, so see how good I carry that, but yeah, I don't know what the readings mean, but I'm guessing it's going to be all relative, you know, everything is the same.
I'm getting a better indication now that you're dropping out, so I wouldn't consider it maybe like an S-meter kind of reading. It's just which, you know, kind of relative strength type of thing. It'd be cool if it showed the RSSI on it, but it's like, I'm reading the description, it says, yeah, relative strength range approximately 30 decibels represented in a range of 0 to 255. So I don't know if that's like 0 to 30 above S9 or what that means.
Ready, do you know what it means? I'm coming into town right now.
You're on your last rope there, so I'm going to clear out of here. I'll be monitoring, though. KF Ada.
Yeah, I'm just on a handy jockey in the subdivision, but I do have an open antenna, and I've never really calibrated it, so I probably should do that. So, carry on.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny.
255. Low power 255. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Can we listen on low power?
Sometimes there has to be upgrades made or adjustments made.
say that, you know, you kind of go through the years, you know, whether you're using a piece of equipment or, you know, something like this, and, you know, you're just kind of getting by through the years. You don't really pay them attention, and when there's an upgrade or adjustment, tune-up or whatever, it's like, wow, now I definitely see or feel the difference of it. I agree, they've done a good job on it. It sounds good.
Yeah, now we gotta get an all-star note here. Looking at putting one together, so you'll have to invest in one too, Dan. It's a pretty handy thing to have.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Definitely from what I've heard of it and that. Again, it would be a good extra piece to have it, to sort of keep the toolbox or the radio box there, capabilities. Maybe one day, but definitely a good project for you right now, I think.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. I'm looking forward to it, so we'll see how it goes. We'll price it out and get all the stuff here together. It'll be fine. I'm looking forward to it.
That's great. I tell you, you're definitely getting high-tech there. You're definitely investing in the hobby and getting some good radio equipment in, and again, some good tools, and hey, you might as well use them, and just enjoy using ham radio to the max.
I like it. It's been a lot of learning, and I like that. I like to learn stuff, and it's been fun. I'm enjoying it.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad for you there. Like I said, I'm enjoying it on this end as well. And Elvin and I were talking a week ago. You know. Basically what we've got here, that it's, again, there's a lot of facets to it. There's a lot that you can learn and grow in. A lot of avenues that you can take, and a lot of uses. You know, enjoy it just the way it's comfortable for you, and use it as much or as little. Get your hands in there and enjoy it.
Yeah, that is for sure. That is for sure. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that you got me into it, convinced me to get into this hobby. So, hopefully, get Mike in there. He's studying and getting to know the material. So, hopefully, in time, he'll take the test and have another ham in the family.
Yeah, there you go. I'm glad that, you know, you got involved in it, and like I said, it kind of pushed me to get involved a little bit more, and enjoying what I got to work with, and for Vika, I think she'll pick up and grow. He's got good people to bounce questions off of, or learn from it. He's young. I think he's a little bit younger, a lot younger than I am, retain a lot more than I can, and you can definitely carry the ball and run with it more. So that's pretty neat. NAWCD.
Okay, Wayne. Yeah. I'm glad you're getting out there and trying to make contacts and stuff. That's cool, Dad. I'm happy for you, Dad. I'm proud of you. But, you know, you're stepping out of your comfort zone there, and reaching out, and, trying to make those QSOs. It's cool. It really is. The growth there, and even, you know, both, on both sides, your side and my side, you know, and just, it's pretty cool. I like I said, I'm excited. I'm excited for Micah. I think he'll like it. I know Zach is kind of showing a little bit of interest in radio, so, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll get the kids going.
Yeah, there you go. Zach will get in and go from his Oshkosh there. He's a little bit younger into something. I think that's kind of cool. But, yeah, you know, I've read the last couple of days, you know, hearing of kids, young people that are involved in AM radio. I think there was one article I was reading. A young lady got her general license, and, you know, and I think it's cool, too, that, you know, these clubs are, you know, encouraging kids to get in. I think that's a favorable thing. These kids need that. But, gosh, like, I appreciate, you know, what you said in front of you, too. Stepping up, I think you're doing a great job. Great protection. As the leader of the whole county is stepping up into that role and the equipment you're using, like I say, for me, it's, you know, I've just been using it through the years of the NAS, the Skywarn, and the ARPOC and that. It's like, it is different to reach out. That was something that I had a tougher time back in these days. And so that's where I got into my comfortable niche there with React. So it is pretty cool to say you meet a lot of neat people, a lot of good people out there.
Hey, Lady. Well, yeah. Yeah, I've got some great, you know, mentors, Review and Paul and with Mike. You know, you guys have invested a lot of time and teach me a lot of stuff, and it was definitely with Paul, and I appreciate him and his willingness, to answer questions or to be like, no, don't do it that way, do it this way, or, you know, to help out. I appreciate his wisdom and faithfulness, and Mike as well, his input and wisdom, and, it's cool. It's really cool to have some guys that got, you know, one Elmer. I got three, and I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty neat. I know that another Vance there from Shelby, and I know Rich, who's an ATC there for the North section. Just others that, you know, again, that's the time. Remember those people and half the porch there. A new hand as well. Pretty neat talking to, you know, some of the newer guys out there, and, you know, even saying, hey, you know, you can do this, or you can do that with it, and like, wow, you know, just keep on the air. It's pretty cool. Get the ball and
yeah, for sure. So. Yeah, good stuff. You guys got any plans for the weekend?
Not really right now. We're just kind of staying home. We did most of our running around earlier in the week. At the store, going to the doctor. Trying to get my appointment to get my eyes looked at. Check up. Better?
For the most part, somebody else has come down with it. Mike has had kind of a stomachache, but not the same as what Zach and I have had, so keep it going that way. I got some, as far as plans, not really. We're just kind of got to work tomorrow, finish it out, and then we're just kind of relax and recoup from the week it's usually hard to do anything in, after that long week. It was, you know, just training and hard. Past couple of nights, I fell asleep, like, fell asleep hard, but I did a good night's sleep. That's right. We'll recoup, and next week it'll be a good week. Yeah, I get you on that one. That's usually how it went for me, you know. I worked at that three-day-long weekend, and Monday, you know, was spent trying to get back and get back into things. So beat up and worn out for the weekend. I usually found it was weird that my Wednesday and Thursdays I had off back in the day were my most productive days, even over the weekend, the long weekend we had. I always liked it. It seemed like everybody was, you know, work or school and could get more things done for some reason. I don't know what it is. But yeah, you definitely get you on that one. But, yeah, hopefully everybody gets to feel it better there. side base at this point. Yeah, good conversation tonight, and definitely let you head on in and do the night for a barbecue there. One of these days we'll have to do it. But, anyway, thanks for the ride along, and enjoyed talking with you. Let's do it again. 73, maybe. I mean, you and the family. This is November 8th Whiskey Charlie Bravo, and we will be clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Come on, we said hi. 73, and 88, good mom. AYMU.
KFAS testing. 10 watts to McComb. A little buzz on it. We'll try higher power. KFAS testing. 25 watts. I don't think it matters.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 55 degrees.
WFFR, KFAYL.
KFAYL monitoring.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 53 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 49 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 41 degrees.